You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I wanted to share with you something. It came to us via an email from Max that might be an issue that's been duplicated across, well, many local community sporting areas across Melbourne. This came from a volunteer parent at the Kensington Junior Netball Club, saying there's a situation in Kensington that Max imagines might be replicated in many inner city suburbs. Kensington Netball Club has 16 teams and 165 registered junior players, but there isn't a single public netball hoop anywhere. And what caught my eye in the email is this. Whenever a politician or organisation needs a photo of girls in sport, they borrow the Kensington Junior Netballers. So they wind up in newspapers and on websites. But the photos are never of the kids in their own facilities because there aren't any. Instead, they're ferried twice a week to courts in Ascot Vale. So how's this turned out to be? Naomi Fennell is with you, coaching coordinator and director of umpiring at the Kensington Junior Netball Club. She was the inaugural coach 8 years ago when the club only had one team. There's now 18. And Max Barry is a volunteer and parent at the Kensington Junior Club, and who wrote that letter. Max and Naomi, good morning. Great to see you both.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Naomi, how's it ended up that there's absolutely no netball hoops there?
I think a symptom of netball not being considered as part of any sporting redevelopment that's happened in the suburb.
So you've seen some sporting redevelopment in the suburb?
Yes, we've got a great facility in JJ Holland Park. Mm-hmm. When that was initially redeveloped over 15 years ago...
Oh, I think soccer goes on there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, they redeveloped some of the ovals and reallocated some of the parking to become cricket nets. There's two football ovals. There's an artificial soccer pitch. So the sport that goes on there is amazing. There's hundreds and hundreds of junior clubs using that facility every single week. They did have an outdoor netball surface there that then got reallocated when they chewed up the car parks to put in the cricket nets. Nothing was ever replaced. There's
so you actually went backwards. You lost netball courts.
Yeah, yes. Well, the netball courts were sort of before my time, the old ones, and you know, markings on a car park. I'm not sure exactly how much real use we ever got out of them. But, yeah, like, what amazed me is how there is so much support, in theory, for girls in sport. But they're welcomed into all these other sports as well, of course. Like, today, girls can play cricket, soccer, footy, whatever they want. And the Kensington Sports Club, in particular, has always been incredibly inclusive and welcoming. But netball is the number one sport for girls and women in Australia. And for girls aged 10 to 15, I don't think it's close. I think they play netball at twice the rate of soccer. So if we really want to be inclusive, we should not just be saying, okay, you're welcome to join these other sports. We should be making sure that there are facilities for the sport that they want to play. And at the moment, there are no facilities in Kensington for them.
And do you know if this is the case, Naomi, for other sporting clubs, netball clubs across the city? Are they struggling to get facilities as well?
I know North Melbourne struggles. There are no real facilities available in North Melbourne either, as far as I'm aware. We've tried to access some facilities through the City of Melbourne within North Melbourne, Docklands, those areas. Mm. However, there may be one court that's not particularly accessible via public transport and is also being used by other sports, other clubs, the general public, all of those things. So it's not accessible to the girls for netball.
What about the State Netball Centre, which is just in Parkville?
That is a fantastic centre. We use that for competition. It's an amazing facility. It's also
Are you allowed to use it for your regular practice?
We potentially could. However, it's quite expensive to use. It is not easily accessible by walking or for the girls in our area. Many of them need to be able to walk to training for access reasons. So it's not publicly accessible. It's a paid facility, yeah. And it's also heavily utilised but through competition.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be hard to get in. Max, how many girls do you have playing netball in your family?
I have two daughters. Yeah. I didn't know a thing about netball before my oldest daughter started playing in the team that Naomi started. And it was amazing. It was so positive for her. I think not just in terms of getting active, I think it also expanded her friendship group. At the time, she was probably in a bit of a frenemy situation at school with a limited social group. And the netball that she joined expanded that and was really rewarding for her. And I saw that as that team, which started off as just kids from Kensington Primary School all playing, as those kids grew up and moved to different schools, they stayed with the netball club and they've maintained friendships. The sport now brings all these girls together from many different schools around the area.
Yeah, which is one of the wonderful things about, most wonderful things about any kind of community sport, but in particular a sport that the girls can go on playing for quite a long time, which is great. You can go into your 30s, and I know some women in their 40s who are still going around. That, yeah, we've got, Naomi's put her hand up there. She's she's one of them. Well, look, maybe this will kick off a conversation about local community sporting facilities in areas across Melbourne, and I'm happy to hear from you. If you'd like to share your story with me, you can text us or you can email us as well. We've got an email address, haven't we, Jules? What's that address again? It's melbournemornings@abc.net.au. That's, we actually have had for some time, apparently, an email address. We went to get one and we found that we had one. We opened it up and there were how many texts waiting for us? 9,000 or something. So, so it's melbournemornings. That's right. Yes, at abc.net.au, and you can tell us your story. But I hope us kicking it off today, Naomi and Max, might mean that the City of Melbourne pays you a little more attention. Good luck to all the young women going around the court. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.